So guys, welcome to enellis.podbean.com. I'm your host, Ian Ellis. Today I'm joined by
KB Marion.
Kimberly Marion. KB, I've been doxxed.
What?
Have you ever been doxxed before?
Fuck no. Who did it to you? You know?
It's a gentleman named Jimmer Young Nam.
Oh.
And he,
That sounds like a fake name.
It's not. He's Korean. So this is someone... Excuse me. Oh, about a year and a half ago, me and CEO started trolling around the internet. And so when we're looking for people to troll, we're going, what is their audience and would they like us? Mm-hmm. This guy was a Howard Stern knockoff that played Howard Stern clips. So people that were into Howard Stern and Artie Lang, more specifically, watched his shit, you know, looking for the gossip. Gotcha. So I said, well, if they into that shit, they might like me. Now, this dude was beloved. Mm-hmm. Everybody loved this dude. He was a big streamer. Mm-hmm. Big brother. He's helping people get their shit together. And I was like, I don't like him. And slowly but surely, the entire world turned on him. And he found himself at war with Saiyans Entertainment and Unbleached and the E&L's LLC and the Gonzo Network. All at the same time, just off the strength of me going, yeah, I don't like him. His life crumbled. Crumbled to pieces. We beat the hell out of that boy.
Okay.
His enemies are so deep, somebody sent us his divorce paperwork.
Wow.
So when I said we beat the hell out of that boy, we beat the hell out of that boy. He went away. Disgrace. Tail between his legs. Lost his YouTube channel. Lost his life streaming. A few months later, like 6 months later, he comes back. Now he's Misery Box. Misery Box is a guy that just reads Reddit posts. And he has hundreds of thousands of followers. But he doesn't live stream, so we can't really get in there. And I tell my crew, I was like, hey, let him live. All right, he went on, he made something different. He's doing what he's doing. I don't give a fuck about him.
It doesn't sound like he's a creative type. It just sounds like he takes
Right.
No, yeah, it's
let
like
me record a video.
It's like the people who post reaction videos to reaction videos.
In between coming back, one of his other schemes was he tried doing a sports network. And he got busted for plagiarism, where he was just taking news articles and reading them and pretending it was his real opinion and analysis.
Oh, fuck that.
So that's two times he got taken down.
You can't
do that. You can't tell your opinion?
Right. You gotta use someone else's opinion.
Didn't have
one. Like, if you used it and said, I agree with this, that's another thing. Mm-hmm. But to say that that was your thought in the first place? God damn.
Gotta use your lighter. So, he's doing the Reddit thing. I'd say let him live. I don't really give a fuck about him. Unbleached and Saiyans, they still hate him. Okay. So, they immediately expose him. It doesn't really go anywhere. Nobody really gives a fuck about the fact that he used to be a Howard Stern wannabe and that he got trolled.
Right.
Well, Jimmy can't help himself because he's self-destructive. So, he starts talking to the r/community. There's a Reddit community. And he starts talking to these people and promising them the world. And then he betrays them, and he exposes them. And so they turn on him, because they're like, oh, dude, you're a snake. Yeah, we don't like snakes, we don't like phonies. And so they exposed him, and he lost his career again. Lost the r/community. Some time goes by. He starts coming back with the people that were like, I saw you get destroyed. Hey, you're evil, I'm evil. Let's just be evil together. He got a little bit of audience again. Mm-hmm. And then he betrayed one of them. Again. This bitch named Lemon. Lululemon.
Fam. But y'all, see, they deserved to get betrayed. She deserved it. Because you knew he was a snake.
Yeah.
You already knew he was a snake.
Fool me once.
Yeah.
Kind of situation.
Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead with your George Bush.
So that's like 2 weeks ago, all right?
All right.
So... I run a show on YouTube called Philip Wave,
yeah,
where I make fun of my enemies, Revenge of the Sis. And it has a Twitter account, at Philip Radio. A few days ago, I got a follower. I never look at my followers, but I was like, I'm going to check this dude's profile out, randomly. I see a picture. His picture in the background is my family. It's my wedding photo. It's me, my wife, my brother-in-law, my mother-in-law, and my father-in-law. And I'm like, who the fuck is this? Because I go to lengths to, like, keep my real life separate from my fucking around on the internet right. life. Because they aren't going to understand it and don't want to be involved in it.
Right.
So that's the first creepy as fuck thing.
Yeah.
And at first I was alarmed just because I didn't know who the fuck it was. Well, I start going through the profile, and very quickly I realize, oh, it's Jim and Nam.
Yeah.
And he's mad because there's this other guy named Van Vader who is making documentaries exposing Jimmer for also, on top of all this, being a pedophile.
Wait,
who is grooming
what?
Children
this took a very
on
dark
YouTube.
Turn real suddenly.
So Jimmer Nam, I forgot to tell you about his past crime. He got so mad at Matthew. Matt is a friend of mine. His show is called Unbleached. His brother had died like a year before all this started. Jimmer went and found his brother's obituary and read it online. Started saying the wrong brother died. And then doubled down on it and called Matt's mom and told her the wrong son died.
What the fuck? Dude, he did his ass whooped.
This is a habitual line stepper.
Yeah.
Doxing people.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, my family would have searched for this motherfucker and put a bullet through his fucking
Here's
head
the thing.
Straight up, dude.
I don't need to search for him because I have his address. And I have his phone number. And I have his social security number and his divorce paperwork and his wife's address and his kid's address and his sister's address and all of their phone numbers. He's very reachable. I know where you are in Burbank. And if you move, I know where everybody else is too. So I'm the leader of a fake corporation, Otter. The corporation, the Ian Ellis LLC. And I'm kind of the leader.
What?
So I have to be the mature one that sets the example. So in addition to that, he tweets out pictures of my wife, and then pictures of Joe Booney's another friend of mine. He's a 19-year-old autistic kid in Canada that does a sports channel. And he's now doxing Joe Booney. Joe Booney's never said a bad thing about anybody on this entire planet.
Sports, dude.
He's a sports guru.
Fuck.
Shout out to Joe Booney.
So we know who he is.
Right.
My response to this was, he posted a picture of my wife. I tagged myself in it. I said, look, that's Enel's beautiful wife. Tagged a picture of my mom and dad. My dad is dead. I said, hey, this is where my dad was buried if you want to find the memorial, just like you did with Matthew's brother. Go ahead. I'm not shook by this. But I am left wondering what is left to do with this man. He'll never have a career.
Right.
And Van Vader, this guy that I had no idea who the fuck he was, he's reporting him to the police.
That's fuck yeah.
What's the deal with him being a fucking pedo?
So here's how dumb Jimmer Nam is. This Van Vader guy is going after him and hashtagging stuff Truth Teller LLC, which makes you think Ian Ellis LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the fuck this guy is. Never been on the show, doesn't hang out in the chat, has no affiliation with me.
What's up with the pedo?
So even though I have no affiliation with him, he decided to rope me in by posting pictures of my family.
Mistake number how many?
This is a surgical winter right here.
Surgical
this
summer.
This is pushing E right here. You ain't peel it back real nice and slow. You know what I'm saying?
So
that's hilarious, dude.
He's never going to do anything ever again.
He's about to go to jail.
You don't get out from under this.
He better go to jail.
Yeah.
I want to know, was it so he was grooming young kids on the internet?
He would have kids on his chat and he would be talking to them about masturbation and how they should be able to think for themselves. And when you orgasm, does it feel good or does it feel weird? Constantly asking them about pedophile stuff. And he accuses people of pedophile. This Van Vader guy, Jimmer accused him of being a pedophile and raping his grandkid 3 days after his grandkid was born. Van Vader's like, unless I snuck in the hospital and raped the kid, the allegation isn't true. What is your hang up with pedophilia?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
Yeah. So his little dirty ass needs to go to jail.
Here's what you need to know, Jimmer. We're not shook of you. You just became top priority in the community. And we're going to keep teasing you and exposing you. And eventually you're going to go mad and
there
probably
ain't
kill
shit
yourself.
He can really say right now.
Right, yeah. No,
that's where I'm at.
The hole has been dug and he got no shovel to fucking get himself out. Like,
nah, you fucking with
digging.
Kids like that? Nah, you got to go.
The best part about being at the lowest part of the internet is I have the moral superiority. Yeah, I can't go lower. They say you go low, go lower. I can't go lower.
No, yeah, that's...
You're at the bottom, dude. So we here. What's happening?
Oh, man.
What are you... When will you be satisfied with losing? How many L's you got to take? This is a cry for help. Something. Got to go to the hospital.
He's going down and is going to take as many fuckers with him as he can.
No, it's just you, bro. It's you.
Yeah, man.
Especially with you, a pedo. You gotta go down.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No, there ain't no fucking place for that shit.
You gotta go
You're
down.
Dutty. You're dutty. You're finished, Jimmer. And I don't know why you brought me into this, but we're here now. Strap in and get excited.
Holy shit! All right, guys. This next guy's got a podcast. He's always in the height of controversy. And he's always opening minds of young and old. Please give it up nice and loud for Ian Ellis, everyone.
Isn't that the weirdest intro you've ever heard? Hey guys, my name's Ian. I'm a villain. Yeah. You guys are into that, right?
Yeah.
Villainy, crime, mischief. Is that in your bag? I've been doxxed. Did it happen to you guys? They took my private information and made it public. One of my enemies. You know what information he took? He found pictures of my parents and posted them online. And then he posted their names so people could go and harass them. Very frustrating because it ruins the lore. I wanted people to think that I hatched out of an egg. I'm trying to convince people that I'm a reptilian. I've been gaslighting Jack Baker for like 4 years. The second I have him convinced, I'm sending him in to convince Brad. It's a long con, and this guy ruined it by proving I have parents. Son of a fucking bitch. My dad is dead, so good luck contacting him. Probably need a Ouija board. If he says anything, let me know. I miss him. It's not an invitation for people to send memes of my dead dad telling me things. I just want you to know I'm still disappointed in you. Picture of my dead dad. Yeah. My mother, she's a sweet lady, so I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna tell her. Like, you never think about how you're inconveniencing people by trolling them. I gotta explain to my 60-year-old mother why a YouTuber is posting pictures of her on Twitter and encouraging people to harass her. She doesn't know what YouTube is. Need an easel and chalkboard and probably a lawyer. She's not gonna get it. What I tell people is, if you care about what other people on the internet think about you, you don't belong on the internet. Because you're gonna get teased. You can be an old woman that just crochets and looks at her grandkids. Someone's going to call you the M-word. For no reason. You got to just take that. It's part of being on the internet. That's being an adult. The guy that exposed me is a pedo. So he's going down. Clap it up for that. Don't worry, he's going to jail. Speaking of people that are unlikable, Louis C.K. is on tour. Yeah, he's on a world tour. He's too hated to fill seats in America. But British people, they look at it like, that's an American problem. Something he did over there. I mean, it's disgusting, but he's not jacking off on us. So. Might as well go see him. The shit that goes on overseas, and we just think of it as that's what's going on over there. You following like Hong Kong and China? Woo. Hong Kong doesn't want to be part of China. They're protesting. People are getting killed. It just makes you think, like, don't all Asian people look alike? Like, how could they possibly hate each other? They all look like Legos.
Oh my God.
Like, maybe hate isn't skin deep. Maybe some people are just hateable. Maybe hate is real. That's my message, guys. It's okay to hate people.
My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night. Give it up for Ian Ellis, everybody.
Yeah.
Lay down with your rifle in the shadow of the news. There's no time to trifle now. Now the dogs are on the loose. It's coming down. There's no way you can refuse. It's coming down. Go to sleep in your dead man's shoes. Steel-toed boots and a mouth that shoots off with one dead eye. Piss poor contrition presents a bird to the camera in the sky. It's coming down. There's no way you can refuse. It's coming down. Go to sleep in your dead man's shoes. The boxcar loves you without condition, and the brakeman sings a tune in harmony with the moon. There's no way you can refuse. It's coming down. Go to sleep in your dead man's shoes. It's coming down. There's no way you can refuse. Coming down. Go to sleep, you're a dead man.